Couple wins verdict of nearly $5 million after continuous threat of over 600 flying golf balls. By Amy Furr on April 28, 2022. A couple in Massachusetts received a verdict of nearly $5 million against a country club after enduring the dangers posed by over 600 flying golf balls. NBC News reported Monday. A Plymouth County Superior Court jury awarded Eric and Athena Tensar $4.93 million in December, finding that Indian Pond Country Club was at fault for not protecting the couple's home from a constant barrage of bad golfing, court records showed. The Tensars originally sued both Indian Pond and Spectrum Building Incorporated, which built their new home in Kingston, about 40 miles south of downtown Boston. They settled with the builders, leaving Indian Pond Country Club as the sole defendant. Indian Pond described itself as a place with impeccable service, friendliness, and also a place where people could relax and unwind, according to its website. A photo showed the couple standing outside their home, looking into a broken window with the golf course in the background. The continuous threat of golf ball strikes occurring at any time prevents the Tensars from the use and enjoyment of their property, the complaint said. They have experienced several broken windows. The lawsuit continued, and one instance in 2018 struck a window in the home, shattering the glass and terrifying the plaintiff's young daughter and resulting in the Tensars contacting the Kingston Police Department to file a report. Their children reportedly had to wear bicycle helmets when going outside for playtime. Athena said it was similar to gunshots when they hit the house, and Eric noted, "It's been emotionally taxing on us." Meanwhile, the judgment was reportedly being appealed as the defense claimed the $4.93 million was excessive. The house was located near a leftward curve in the course, therefore, golfers would try to clear the tree line. That resulted in the house being hit, the family claimed, but they hoped the issue would be corrected after the tee box was moved back.